Yeah, I didn't subscribe to this podcast, but listen to horseshit about Macaulay Culkin for the first 5 minutes. If you're going to do a podcast about WoW, stick to the subject, goddammit.
You are listening to The Instance.
Everybody, and welcome back to The Instance. I don't remember talking about Macaulay Culkin for 5 whole minutes, but whatever. I'll take that guy's word for
it. How many minutes do you reckon you did it for?
Maybe 2 tops. I don't actually remember bringing it up.
I think it might have been closer to 3.
You are listening to the Macaulay Culkin show. That's what
I'm pretty sure it was at least 3 minutes, Scott.
Was it?
I think, yeah.
I don't remember this at all. When did we even do this?
Heaven.
Well,
was it last week?
It was a while ago. We should probably, let's talk for a while about when we did it and how long we did it for.
That's a good idea. The guy already hates our guts.
By the way, what do you guys think about Leonardo DiCaprio maybe getting a Academy Award nomination?
Well, I think it's fantastic. Let's do this for 5 minutes.
It sounded a little bit like Randy when you said that.
Did
you
I? I have to use the word machete.
Scott,
machete.
I think
yeah,
that,
machete.
Leo,
drink some Diet Dr. Pepper.
Greatest guys ever.
That sounds about right.
Tend to have a good one.
I'm thrilled to have you here, Terpster, because there was some rumor this morning due to a funeral arrangement thing you weren't going to be able to come, but here you are. Nonetheless, standing straight up, and here you are. So that's great. Thanks for being here.
In the audio flesh.
Yeah. In the audio flesh.
Mm. Yeah. Audio flesh sounds like a great cover band of some sort. Also, Dills, of course. Hi, Dills.
Hello.
It's good to have you back as well. And we're here to talk about World of Warcraft. We promise, dude, who has just had it with all this Macaulay Culkin horse shit.
We might talk about Macaulay Culkin for 5 minutes, but we will talk about the instance for at least an hour. Beyond that,
yeah, I think percentage wise, I feel like he's going to be on the up. You know, it's not.
Yeah,
he's not going to walk away with a you know, a huge portion of the show dedicated to any child star of the 80s, let alone Macaulay Culkin.
Some people don't have a lot of time though, Scott, and clearly this guy's one of them. Not a lot of time on his hands. Like he's in a really big rush, and he doesn't have time to make phone calls, let alone listen to things for 5 minutes.
Right.
He's got a lot of crap to do.
Yeah.
Things on his plate.
He sounds like the kind of guy. He's the kind of guy I would probably hang out with, though. I like his attitude.
Oh yeah,
that's pretty good.
Me and him could just bitch and moan all day about things that went on for over 5 minutes.
No kidding. Dill's rants are famous these days.
Oh yeah.
Well, good.
I told you guys about Murlocs.
No, you're pretty upset about him though. And yes, we talked about that for more than 5 minutes last week. So I think his Macaulay Culkin radar is going off again. This time it's about Hearthstone. So we'll move on. A lot going on this week, and in that there's only really one major thing going on. But it's a big deal, and we'll get to that here in a minute. But as we often like to do on the show, we talk a little bit about what's going on in our WoW life during the week. I raided last night, and that was good because I was about two weeks off. Yeah,
I wanted to, but I was like extremely tired, and I got home at about 6:30 from work.
Mm.
Made some food and then laid on the bed for a second. Like, okay, I'll just rest for a bit before raid.
Yeah.
And then woke up and it was 9:30.
Did you stream it? Did you
No. I didn't stream me taking a nap. No.
Damn it.
I know.
Cause that we've missed
that's a lot of donations I missed out on.
Yeah, you did. The midnight sleeper donation. So we raided and, it was an odd feeling cause 2 weeks out, I feel like the holidays just destroyed me and there was other stuff going on and I just didn't have as much time as I'd like. And so coming back was a little bit weird because it's the same old team. We ended up fielding a full 25 man complement, which is fun. And we tore through stuff like it was nothing. We're, you know, they got that whole second wing on farm now and we're just trying to get loot. I got none of it. But the weird bit about my experience last night was how high my DPS was as compared to how rusty I felt. So I had great DPS. You know,
are you still going survival?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well over 100K, doing great. But the entire time, I felt rusty as hell. Like I'd forgotten what the hell I was doing. My rotation felt sloppy. I just didn't know. Like 2 weeks off is enough to make you kind of go, no, wait a minute. What do I, where, what, who do I push to do
this? Well, you know you're rusty when you look down and realize that, you know, rapid fire has been off cooldown for like a minute.
Yeah.
And you haven't used it again.
Yeah.
That's the like.
Well, sometimes you forget that rapid fire changed so much and you forget that it's pretty easy to just kind of have that thing on all the time. in a pretty real way. You can have that thing up a lot. And it used to be kind of, well, I'll be lucky if I get two of these off in a fight. Yeah. And you forget. And so it just sits there and you're like, I even have a macro for this. What the hell am I doing?
Yeah.
So there's some hunter talk for you.
Hunter talk!
Yeah, that's right.
Hunter so, talk. Yeah.
Yeah, bring it back,
Terpster. I was just thinking like, auto shot. I don't know any of them. But yeah, it's good.
Auto
shot.
Our very special skill, auto shot.
Yeah.
That's great. So I made a decision though.
Yeah.
And we'll talk way more about this boosty stuff later. So
you're sticking with the hunter? Oh, thank God.
Oh, I am sticking with my hunter, but I am going to, I think the shaman's it. I think that's my free booster. And okay. I distinguish that as free because we have something to talk about later that I may have predicted a few shows ago, but we'll get to that. But yeah, enough play time with the shaman to know that Gerpin is his name.
Wow.
Like a casting shaman? Are you going to stand back and lightning bolt the crap out of people? Or
probably.
Are you going to dual wield and...
Probably stand back. I'm still kind of a ranged fan, you know? I feel like it was either this or a mage, but I got a mage in the 70s, so why even bother?
Yeah.
And if I can pay for these now...
But you had a mage back in the 70s?
Yeah, I did. It was great. It was
Wow. It must have been on dial-up and stuff.
Yeah.
That would have been amazing.
The graphics were horrible.
Not even dial-up. It would have been like... ArpaNet or something. Yeah, we're
kind of pals. Of a mage and you wait.
I begin casting Pyroblast. You sign it, post it.
I would have played that.
Reply.
I would have played that. I was only a little kid then, but I would have played that. It would have been fine.
Oh, too late. I use Spell Reflect.
Yep. So I'm going to, I don't know if you guys have decided though. Are you going to, have you made up your minds as to what, I mean, Dills, it's kind of a moot point for you because you've got 90s across the board pretty much.
Yeah, but I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the rogue. Hmm. Dills Tinky.
Oh, that's right.
Because he's only like in the 40s or something like that. So he's kind of the lowest one that I have, I think. So at this point, it's like, yeah, all right, that guy.
What are you going to do, Terpster? Are you going to crank up somebody you've never played? How about a hunter and learn what auto shot is? How about that?
Maybe I should do a hunter. The thing is, I get to use two because I have to get one for America and then one for EU.
Mm. Oh,
so
that's
I'm
right.
thinking. Yeah. What I could do in the Americas is to get a hunter just so that we could talk about American hunter issues and just be like, you know, I can't believe they're trying to take away our freedoms. I don't know. Whatever Americans chat about.
Well, they are. Definitely they are.
And then in the EU, I kind of like the idea of having a druid at 90 because they're a bit of a Swiss Army knife. I can, you know, go whichever way I want with it. It's just... Something to kick around with.
Yeah, I like that. You can look dumb as a ranged character because Boomkins can continue to look real stupid.
Yeah, yeah. But they might make him look nicer in the expansion.
I just want him to look more badass instead of just a fat guy at the mall.
It's a big owl, Scott. Like, how is that supposed to look badass?
It looks like a dude dressed for a con, like doing a cosplay contest, and he smells bad. Like, there's nothing about that that's cool or epic or uber.
It almost does look like something they invented purely for cosplay, didn't it, really?
Yeah,
like
it does. Just,
yeah.
People of all shapes and sizes can enjoy being this character.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. Again, they're not too bad, Boomkins.
Yeah, they're okay.
They get the job done.
They do get the job done, you're right. And the tree's a little better now, and I think the feral stuff's cool.
The tree is not even a tree now. The tree is just a druid. But then sometimes turns into a tree.
Oh, that's right. So procs tree form. Yeah. And don't they have a glyph or something to make it permanent or whatever? There's something like that going on with that.
No, I think it looks different. But
oh, it does? Okay. Burns or something? I don't know. Whatever's going on in the world of druids.
Yeah, you don't know anything about druids,
I really
do.
Don't. Really don't. I know that they're great. I know they heal me really well.
Boomkins are weird too because now there's the whole, like, I am completely unfamiliar with how the resource system works.
Yeah.
There's like all this stuff about like earning moon points or sun points, or I don't know what the hell is going on.
And it's like this whole loyalty card system you didn't want to sign up to, but they kind of signed you up to it anyway. And it's just like, I don't know what you're talking about now.
They're the Columbia House DVD or CD thing of the 2014s. That sounds about right.
Could be.
You guys didn't have that there, Columbia House, did you?
No, I've got no idea what you're talking about. Again, I thought it was something to do with hunters.
50 CDs for a penny.
Yeah.
Wow.
You had to have some equivalent, right? Where you buy every month, they'd send you a CD and it would cost you a penny. But then every year you had to buy three full price CDs or tapes.
Exactly. That's how they get you.
Yeah. And they did it with, so they started with tapes that moved on to DVD or CDs. Then it moved on to DVDs. And of course, VHS was in there at some point. Now I think they're just gone. I don't think they do that anymore. Mm. Well, no. Yeah. This isn't 5 minutes, by the way. I just want to tell that guy.
It's weird though. Like if you were to start incorporating these different mechanics into WoW, just to bring it back on the topic.
Yeah.
You know, I just wonder like what retailers and stuff you could use. I like the whole idea of like having like Amazon in WoW.
Yeah.
And like having, you know, mages that also cast Fireball, also cast Pyroblast, and just giving you suggestions as like maybe what you want to follow up with. Yeah. You know, 84% of druids cast Moonfire. It's like, oh, I might try that. Oh yeah, Moonfire, that's pretty cool.
Actually, that's not a bad idea. I love stats. Wouldn't it be cool?
That could be quite fun.
Yeah,
quite fun. And then I'd be like bucking the trend. I'd be like, yeah, I don't actually cast any of those spells.
Yeah, I'm an owl who doesn't use Moonfire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just like some hipster guy.
I like the idea of. Actually, I think there's an idea in there. I like the idea of Blizzard giving stats that would actually be impactful to the way you play your class and be able to say, well, you know, 25% of survival hunters are doing this rotation or are hitting this more often than you
using,
are. Or
using these talent points and stuff like that.
That would be really cool. Yeah. I'm sure
they have these stats. They have all this kind of stuff in Hearthstone. That's why they like nerf certain cards and things.
Yeah, I guarantee. It's all just database. But
they must have this here.
The question is, you know, would it really do them any good to provide a way to, you know, to do the work that it would take to get it out in front of people when you're kind of doing this already on wikis and blogs and forums and places where everybody's, you know, theory crafting the game to hell and back for them. They don't have to do that work. So
yeah, but that crowdsourced work is a little different. I mean,
it's also a little janky sometimes.
The actual like inside, you know, the behind the scenes type of stuff. Nobody can really data mine that.
Yeah,
so
that's true. Mm-hmm. Torster, are you playing at all? What are you doing right now?
Not much. I've had a busy week. So not really. I played a bit of Hearthstone and a patch dropped and now I can't play Hearthstone anymore.
Kind of ruined it.
Yeah, well, it's just like I don't know what any of it does anymore. Like, you know, my blood imp is not as effective as he once was.
Yeah, your blood imp.
And I'm just like, this is not cool.
Job.
You don't mess with a man's imp like
and
that.
And we're gonna hit those in the news. Good, pretty big, and I think Dill's obviously have plenty to say about this particular balance patch. That's what you call it, right? A balance patch?
Yeah, they didn't fix.
It's like the
bugs.
Last major one.
Yeah.
Of, before they go open,
really?
They actually, so they didn't fix bugs, but they like I feel like there's more bugs than there were before.
Oh, that they introduced maybe with the patch? Weird.
I don't know. Yeah, the all the bug fixes are coming later.
All right. So well, I have
just balance.
I have a feeling we're closer than I. Think on that I originally thought on release of that thing, but I still don't think we're going to see a full release until summer at the soonest. I really don't. I think they're going to have a bunch of spring and maybe early summertime on this open beta, and then maybe we'll get it late summer, maybe early fall.
Yeah.
No, I don't reckon so. I reckon it's going to be.
I think
out
it's
like
pretty soon
weeks.
Though.
Three
yeah.
weeks.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's like it's ready. It's done.
Yeah, but no way. 3 weeks. Really? You think 3
well,
weeks?
Well, I think open beta is coming really soon.
I'd say open beta within the next 3 weeks. I'll agree with that. But I think anything.
But then what are they got? They don't need to test anything, and they don't need to sell it in any shops. It's free. They just need to flick a switch.
What they need to do is they need to make sure that the servers aren't going to crash. Open beta is going to flood the servers a little more, and then once they feel like they're stable enough, that's all. That's
you think
they
not?
The
you don't? Hurdle. You don't think they bother with a simultaneous iPad Android release? That any of that no. has to happen
oh,
at
no.
the same time?
Oh no okay. way! No.
iPad's going to come much later, and then Android after that.
Yeah, you're probably right. I have it in my head they want to try to do it all at once, and because Blizzard, you know, they don't mess around with typically trying to do multi-platform spread out. But then
it's
again,
their first ever like iOS game.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to want to rush that.
Unless you count the frustrating game known as the Armory app. That's a really frustrating game. A lot of grinding in there.
Tons of grinding.
Yeah, I don't like it. Not much of a reputation.
It's the
game.
Auction house game is what that is.
Speaking of which, you're doing rep grinds these days. Why? What? What the hell? What are you trying to do?
I don't really know. But, okay, they made rep a lot better.
Yeah.
Or easier, I guess you could say. Because now I can like farm to get rep. I can queue up for LF. G to get rep. Like there's a lot of ways to get rep outside of just doing the quests for those particular factions, but I need PvP enchants of my own, so I don't have to like find somebody to do them for me, because the good ones you need like a shadow pan rep to do. So that's basically the only reason I'm doing it at this point. Every like my whole game is now like just motivated by PvP. Everything that I'm doing in the game is kind of revolving around.
You just want to find ways to hurt people, like new ways.
Exactly. I just want
I can make other people. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I think that's it's a really valid thing.
It's a noble pursuit.
So you know, I've got. It's like with raiding. It's like, you know, you got to go and you got to farm up stuff to make feasts, and you got to make your flasks, and you got to be right. You got to do all of your enchanting and gemming and all that stuff. Same thing goes for PvP. You got to be ready to go. Yep. Otherwise, you jump in there and you're not number one in killing blows. So I can't have that.
You like to be that guy. I get it.
Can't have that.
I feel like Hearthstone has influenced the way you play World of Warcraft in that you're much more hungry for the blood of another Englishman than you are.
Well, let's start to say it's not going to be English specifically.
Yeah. That came out because it's not a childhood rhyme or a song or something.
B5 Fofum. Oh, yeah, I smell the butt of an Englishman.
There you go. Got it. That's
said by a giant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess Hearthstone, when it comes to that, deals as a giant.
Yeah, he really is among men.
Did you guys see Jack the Giant Slayer?
I did, and I didn't hate it as much as I expected.
I really liked that movie. I actually liked it. I think I went in with such low expectations that I actually liked it.
Same with
they
me.
They did actually say that in the movie, though.
Just turned to a stranger next to me and just said, you know what? I don't actually hate this.
Yeah.
I thought I would.
Well, the other giants, those are their names, Fee, Fi, and Fo, and Fum.
Yeah,
and I thought it was kind of creative and interesting. I didn't hate it.
Yeah,
I thought I was going to, and we just happened to catch it in a hotel, and I was like, it wasn't that bad. It was all right. All right. So
to be honest, Jack the Giant Slayer on a hotel pay-per-view movie is not something I'd want on my bill.
No,
but you know, I think that's just.
I think it was just on HBO. I think
it's okay then.
They were big-breasted horse ladies or something was on the bill. That's how we do that.
Thank gosh.
Yeah, I know, right? News time.
Big news of the week.
Big news.
As the raw month of January carries on, when there's less every year information about your favorite MMO, we still bring you news, and it's brought to you by DoghouseSystems.com, where you can use the code Henry at checkout, get double the memory on a hot new gaming rig. Nick is saving his money for when we were just talking about this morning and what he has to do still to get his doghouse. So if a kid,
he's going to use the code Henry.
Henry, yep.
Yeah.
And he's going to save
double.
Does
it still work?
Who? Henry? Oh, yeah, it totally works.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, use it now because it still works.
Use it while it works.
You will soon be able to prepay for... Oh, that's at doghousesystems.com, by the way. Prepay for Warlords of Draenor, and they're going to give you some crazy stuff right out of the gate after you prepay. Not waiting for the game. I did not think this was true. Dills has said, I think you have said this before, that you thought that we'd be able to get these boosted characters before the actual expansion came out.
Yeah, that's
what
I thought would happen.
Turns out you're right. Purchasing Warlords of Draenor will give you one free boost to level 90 right away. So when you make the pre-purchase, when that becomes available, which could be any time. I don't know how soon, but soon.
They say soon.
Yeah, they keep saying soon.
Blizzard soon.
TM.
You'll be able to boost that hunter, that rogue, that shaman. Immediately
Shaman.
And play him now, which is really interesting because that also means you could gear the hell out of him now. Well,
I just think
got time.
That Dills, though, with his current PvP focus, is just thinking, you know, meat's back on the menu, boys.
That's right.
Yeah, you're gonna have all these 90s who have
all these
no
fresh
idea what
90s.
Just
yeah, just
like,
running
oh,
around.
Chew up.
No
please.
Gear.
In their crappy 430 starting gear, whatever it's gonna
oh
be.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Because what they said to us that when you have these, that you were going to go through the original, you know, the initial quest experience, was going to be like the Death Knight starting zone, where you gradually got given your skills over a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the idea was that was going to be involved in the sort of bit where we're stopping the Iron Horde coming through the Dark Portal to then in the expansion go through it and take them out.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that means that we're getting that world event sooner, like now. You know, when we start getting these things as well, or if it just literally means you get a 90 at this point in time, and if you get a 90 later, then you'll have that quest experience.
Yeah, or did they just trash it all together? It's hard to say because they haven't really referred to it since BlizzCon, and they've they've done this before where they've said a thing and then didn't do it.
Yeah, I hope that's not the case because I really like that idea and I would like to see that.
Yeah, would you? So, Terpster, if you got the 90 now, let's say that next week they give it to you, I assume you want to see that content, right? That's the thing you want to do.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that would actually be almost an incentive in me doing it sooner because I'm personally not that fussed about having a new 90. But if it gave me a new 90 that has new content, then that's something I'm quite happy to pay for up front. Otherwise, I can wait till it comes out. I don't feel the need to pre-purchase.
I like to watch the stats for raid content when everyone's got their boosted 90s, because a lot of people are going to just jump in and get into some normals when they can gear for it. I mean, they'll do some timeless aisles or whatever to get up to snuff, one would assume. But when they do, I wonder what those stats will do. Because in a lot of cases, maybe not all, but some cases, these are going to be fresh characters people have never played. They didn't do the evolution of the characters. They don't really know the ins and outs or the nuances of it yet. Will these bar graphs just have a big dent in it for a couple of weeks where the learning curve is at its highest? And that would be interesting to see kind of on a macro level, you know, to see how far people are getting, even in Flex and LFR, if it's a real hindrance or causes more death than usual or you know, just slows everyone down. I don't know. I don't know what that'll do. And I know it'll slow me down. I'll bring a shaman into our group and I don't know what the hell to do with him. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll kind of
ask first and we'll probably say no unless we're...
But I can bloodlust now, man.
We can do that already.
Yeah, but that thing's
just a different name for it.
It's just ghetto. Yeah. It's ghetto. And you have
mages, dude.
Yeah, but you got that. You got to have that dog. Don't you have to have that dog still? If you're a hunter,
no.
What am I thinking of?
A hunter, yeah. If that's my only bloodlust as a team, but mages have it too.
The mages have their thing. All right, fine.
Yeah. So hunters, mages, and shaman.
But I get to do the thing called bloodlust, is what I'm getting.
True. That's true. Unless
I guess if you want the name, you're like after the brand. Like you like, I like this store owned cola, but it's not the same as Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm gonna go with it.
Does that make me, what's the word? Does that make me thin and? That's not the word. That's not the word I'm looking
hipster?
For. Does it make me, there's a word I'm looking for. Does it make me, the word won't come out. It's not on the tip of my freaking tongue. There's a word for it when you are shallow. That's the word I meant.
Ah.
Shite.
That is a hard word, Scott.
That is.
Freaking hurt getting
it's
that
almost
one
like your vocabulary is quite. What's the word?
What is the word I'm looking for?
What's
here?
Shallow. Shallow. That's the one.
That's the word.
That's the one.
Got it. So, anyway, the deal is you'll get this free boost to 90 and you're going to get to choose. But here's the other thing they're going to introduce at that time. They'll be testing allowing you to purchase a character upgrade directly. So not stopping with your free 90, you might go, ooh, the shaman's fun, but what about a mage? And you could then throw down another undisclosed amount of money because I haven't talked about that yet.
15 bucks.
Yeah, is that your guess, 15?
Yeah. How much is the character transfer?
25.
Oh, yeah, so that much then, 25 bucks.
25 bucks. So the same cost as like a cool mount.
15 English pounds.
Yeah, and they'll have sales sometimes where it'll be less, whatever, but up
probably
top.
Probably not.
Well, later down the road, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
But they... they'll have you can try this out and actually pay for things. Now, we talked about this in Raid a little bit, and I think I agree. I think Ro brought it up, and he said something about something to the tune of, well, this is like Hearthstone. You're going to be able to spend real money during this beta phase, and then when the real game comes out, you might be able to re-roll that money because they're going to test this on PTR is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
So you could spend money there. And then have Blizzard go, all right, well, these are now Blizzard bucks. So when everything gets reset, you'll have that money to spend however you want, you know, within this thing, just like you can with Hearthstone or did with Hearthstone before the wipe. I think that's probably going to be the case. I don't know how else they'd handle it. Because if you get something you don't like and you're just PTR in that thing and you paid real money for it, what else are they going to do? They can like, sorry, you spent it. We're going to keep it. Now
well,
go make
obviously,
your...
If you spent real money, you'll get reimbursed.
Yeah, it'd be real great. If you want to lower your numbers, I think that'd be a way to do it. Just piss people off real good. Let's see. Warlords of Draenor will be available for pre-purchase digitally very soon, they say. Both standard and deluxe editions. Digital deluxe editions will be available along with a physical collector's edition like usual. Purchasers of the digital deluxe edition will get a pet and mount right away. So again, if you pre-purchase, you get the free boost and you get the pet and you get the mount way ahead of whenever the release date of what is. And here is my prediction as to why they're doing this. I think this is Blizzard's way of exploring ways of taking that padded time between BlizzCon when they announce a bunch of cool stuff and release date of the actual expansion when everyone's like, oh, I wish I didn't have expertise now, or I wish I didn't, you know, have to do this now.
See,
or whatever.
I don't.
Give them something
think,
to do, don't you
I
think?
I think it's far more nefarious than that, Scott.
Okay.
I think it's literally... Elder Scrolls is announced to come out April, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
I think that we'll see it in advance of that. And I think it's a way to be like, doesn't really matter what people do with the Elder Scrolls or with
WildStar. They already have their money.
you've already bought the game, you'll come back. Mm-hmm. We might as well get them while there isn't a distraction out there.
Yeah.
So I think, and it's smart, it's sensible, but that's what I think the chief factor's got to be in terms of they thought they could do it faster than they can. Obviously, Blizzard is Blizzard and is always going to be much slower than it thinks it can be, just because of how they make games. Mm-hmm. And so I think that, you know, we're not going to see it for a little while, to the point where these other games could have established a foothold. But if they've already sold all of the copies anyway to all the current players, then they know at least we've got those.
That's a good point. But it all, I mean, I just think it has the added benefit of giving you a couple of new things to play with and do in the intervening months when you don't have much else to do other than wait for an expansion. In other words, they have ways of keeping some people from just bailing entirely and stopping subscriptions, because now they have a reason to come back and go, I want to mess with this shaman and I want to see what he's like raiding. And even if it's only an extra couple of months, get enough people doing that, that's millions of dollars in revenue and makes perfect sense to me. But I agree with you. And I also think this does signal that the game is, the expansion will be out a lot sooner than people think, compared to older expansions. And if I had to predict, probably, yeah, I mean, right around Elder Scrolls or shortly after or shortly before, right around that same time, is my guess. But, you know, as usual, I mean, Wrath, remember Wrath came out like, what, the weekend that, you know, rest in peace, freaking Warhammer came out, which is now offline, by the way, everybody, or is about to be, I think.
So that was pretty much the most popular Blizzard expansion.
Yeah.
And it killed another MMO. Yeah. So it shows the power of timing it right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was bad time for them, for the Warhammer folks. And that game's now being pulled offline, and that sucks. But I don't know that, you know, Elder Scrolls suffers the same fate, but it is a subscription game. There's a lot of questions about whether a game like that can survive in the WoW world, in the world of free-to-play, up against another premium game that has already shown itself to be able to kill other games. So I don't know how that's all going to go for them. But that being said, I'm kind of happy about this because I'm going to buy it anyway, and I would love to have some pre-benefits for this.
Let's get going.
We are a win-win.
Yeah.
Yeah. For us, it doesn't matter. I mean, you had my money, Blizzard. It's cool. Ten. You had it already.
Take more of
it,
man.
The sooner you can take it and give me my stuff, fine with me.
All right. Well, I think in the next couple of weeks, we're going to hear something about pre-orders and maybe even have it already. So watch
for
that.
Can we revisit real quick this price point for buying another 90?
Yeah.
Because do you really think that that is the same as just transferring a 90 that you already have to another server?
I think so. I think it's...
You think so? Because getting a character from 1 to 90 is like a ton of work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that much work compared to what it used to be, but...
But why does Blizzard care though? Blizzard, like, well, I don't think that Blizzard cares. They know that people, but they know people will spend it because people do, and then you as a player will make the choice.
I'm saying they could make it more expensive than that, because if you want to say like, okay, so I'm comparing the process of leveling from 1 to 90 to just taking a character I already did that on and just swapping servers, I think people would pay more than $25. To say, I don't have to.
I don't
to
know
do
if they
that.
Have to. I think it's one of those things. If the price point
I
is right,
they don't. But I
mean,
just
Blizzard,
think that-
Blizzard could, with so many things, charge more and people would buy it. Yeah. However, I don't know if they would make as much money. It's like if I sell something for $5 and sell a million, or I sell something for $50 and sell 100,000. You know, is that actually going to be the same revenue? Am I going to net out the same?
Oh, good point.
Like, imagine if it was the same price to ship my car from one side of the country to the other as it is to just buy a new car, right? Like, wouldn't I just buy a new car then? Like, I'm just trying to put it in real terms.
Yeah,
like,
no, exactly. And
what
I think,
is it actually worth to people?
I think you're totally right, but I think Terpster has a point in this one way, and that is that if 100 people do it at 25, but only 50 do it at 50 because 50 seems too expensive, it's the exact same revenue.
No, totally.
And wouldn't Blizzard rather have more?
But I don't think that I'm talking like 25 to 50. I think if anything, it'd be like 30 or 35 or something like that. I feel like
we might
not see that $25 price point. We might see a little bit more here because of the value of what you're getting is, I think, increased.
I agree. And the old days, I mean, in terms of the value, but in the old days when you could buy like a new character, or you could buy a character online, you still do this stuff, you know, like some gold farmer dude will sell you a character for, I want to say 50 is the kind of the norm.
Is that what it is for a max level now?
Pretty sure it is something close to that. And so wouldn't it make sense? Someone may want to confirm, but I know they were for a while.
I'm going to Google it.
But
I'm gonna Google it.
Let's say it is for argument's sake, and then when you find it out it's not, then that may change this argument. But if they're 50 now in an illicit, illegal, shady way, Blizzard will benefit by being under that. Now, maybe that's 29. Maybe it's $29.99 or something. But still, if it's cheaper, then they'll take away that market or potentially take away that market.
No, that's absolutely true. But I just like to me, it's like if you think about what the price points that Blizzard has presented in the past, it feels like they're trying to value things based on what they feel the actual value is, not like, well, this previously was that, so this would probably be the same as that. Like they kind of just go off of each thing and what it's worth. And like, you know, the character transfers, sometimes they'll give those away for free because you're doing them a favor almost by swapping to, you know, moving away from a dead server, basically.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or one that's too busy or whatever.
Yeah. But in this situation, you're never doing them a favor. You're getting a character. You're the one getting something.
Yeah. Well, they're getting your money.
Always be. Yeah. Well, no, but I mean, that's what, like, you're not, there's no reason for Blizzard to
yeah,
like,
I mean, looking at,
helping
like,
them out. Like,
looking at a website here, it seems like a level 90 mage item level 536 for an account. The whole account, they're selling it for $285.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah, and it looks to be like, you know, between $200 and $300 seems to be a going rate
I must be thinking of gold. Or something.
That's possibly.
That's different.
But even then, like apparently Blizzard actually put a survey out. Polygon did a piece on it back in January, early January. And they asked like, how much would you pay if you're likely to have a new annual pass, or would you purchase the new expansion at several different price points? They included $39 or $49 for the expansion with a level 90 upgrade, or $39 for the expansion and no level upgrade. So, like, would they have a SKU that is cheaper because it didn't have this feature that, say, if you had a level 90 and you weren't fussed about a free one, you could save yourself $10? But if that is the case on their own survey, they're valuing that as an additional $10 between, you know, an expansion price. So I still think that for Blizzard, they would make far more money selling it for $25 a pop, because they know that when they've introduced things at that price point previously, they've flown, absolutely flown. They've sold a fortune.
I'm going to predict $30 though right now.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. I think it's going to be slightly more expensive. I just feel like they're going to value that slightly more than just transferring an already existing character. Because I'll bet the numbers of characters that transfer that aren't 90 are fairly low. You know, this is a big time saver for people. So,
well, that's great. I didn't know these things were going. I know they're maxed out characters, but still, you gotta figure that even if you took a character that wasn't maxed out and just had basic gear at 90. That's like at least 100 in that scenario, in the get it illegally scenario.
Or
something like that. It can't just go, that wouldn't suddenly be $19.99.
But again, as to how many people actually would spend that sort of money, considering that firstly, it's illegal, and secondly, you know, you've got no guarantee on it. So I don't think it happens terribly often. Yeah. But again, if they were selling them for like $30, I imagine a load of people would, because they'd take a chance on it. It's only $30.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So... yeah, it'd be interesting to see what Blizzard does.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see how they handle it. In other news, looks like I was right.
Oh, shock.
Greg Street ended up at Riot Games. This according to his LinkedIn profile. If you remember, his original tweet was, great opportunity for something new and exciting, but didn't say much more than that. That was a Twitter post some time ago. This is how they say it over at Massively. Greg Street, also known as Ghostcrawler, was the lead systems designer for World of Warcraft for much of its MMO life. When he left Blizzard late last year, the rumor mill exploded with speculation on where and why one of WoW's most familiar invisible developers might be going. As of today, the mystery seems to be solved. This was a few days ago. On his profile, he put in there that he is now a, quote, lead game designer at Riot Games. And most people have thrown around the idea, well, he's just in charge of LOL now. He's in charge of League of Legends. That's just the deal. I don't think so. I think this is a new project. I don't think they've announced it. They've got gobs of money to spend on development for something new in that universe or something entirely different. Probably, however, will be in that universe. And it very well could be a myriad of things, but it could be an MMO. It could be a standalone RPG. It could be something more tightly MOBA related, but different. I don't
be
think
interesting
it's
if they went the other direction here. They went like MOBA to MMO.
Yeah, that'd be great. Or a full strategy game or something else.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's just straight up, hey, I'm the new lead over here, guys. Welcome me with open arms.
It's
I think
a lot
he is
of
a
numbers.
New thing.
It's a very balance heavy game, and it's something that he spent a lot of his time doing. And equally it is the world's biggest game. So who wouldn't say yes to being part of that?
Well, that's the thing. There's plenty to do if he just does LOL, right? I mean,
that being said, Riot has about as much money as Blizzard coming in, I imagine, if not more.
Yeah.
And yet only one product. So I guess there is room definitely for them to do a hell of a lot more.
It's also when he says things like great opportunity for something new and exciting. Is he saying new and exciting for him, or is he saying new and exciting in general? And I am going to argue with my magical predictive powers that it's something new, like a new, not a new IP necessarily, but probably League of Legends related, but a new game. That's what I
that,
think.
That game though does have, like Terpster said, there's a constantly shifting metagame, and there's all this stuff about what is it, banning or something? Like if you choose a character and you're like, no, don't, nobody should be able to play that character anymore. Like it's constantly shifting.
Yeah. But so would a new MMO based on that property, or a new action RPG based on that property? Like one way or the other, he's there for those skills, absolutely. But I'm not. I mean, do we even know that if the current lead on League of Legends moved somewhere else or left or stepped down?
I have no idea.
That would be your way of knowing if he's truly the lead. Well, then who is the other guy and what is he now? And so,
you can be a lead. Like WoW has several leads.
Yeah,
and they separate them up into different kind of team heads and stuff like that.
Sure,
but they're lead developers. And they lead teams. So he could be just leading a team that's purely about, the power of towers in LoL. You know, such a massive game that you could have teams for anything.
That's true.
But like I said, it'd be interesting to see what Greg does. Hopefully he's as vocal in that community as he has been in ours.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, they're a very lucky group of people to actually be able to, have someone like that communicate with them about how they're kind of platforming is changing and evolving.
Mm-hmm. I heard
buy everything in League of Legends is like $2,700.
Oh my gosh.
Like that's if you were to get characters, every item.
Wow. Yeah. That's too much money.
I'm sure.
I think the idea is you're meant to try and play it though.
yeah.
If you don't, then you can just go for it.
Yeah, I guess we got money to burn. But I guess in my heart of hearts, I'm just more interested in him doing something different and not. Maybe it's because I'm just not into the MOBA scene as much and would like to see something new, out of... They built some rich, cool stuff there, but I'd rather see something new out of him than him just take over the reins of an existing property. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Finally, Hearthstone had a great big patch, big balance patch. It wasn't that big, but, a balance patch.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Pretty big. It's the last real major thing, they say, before open beta.
This is the last, big change in actual cards. And their idea is that once the game actually comes out, they won't be changing cards anymore unless it's absolutely necessary. So this whole beta process, I've heard people say that we shouldn't have nerfs and things like that on cards. Like you should just let the players figure out how to deal with it.
How to carry them, and stuff.
But this is a beta, and this is the last time to really do this with the original set of cards, I think. And I think this is the right thing.
But
to
as
do.
They introduce new cards down the road, don't they also introduce the inherent need to then go nerf some more? Because
the likelihood is that handle it like Magic does, where they basically just introduce a whole new set, and that's what you play with. And so you don't tend to mix too many core sets together. Mm. You might have a core set and then a couple of expansions, and then they'll start a new one and kind of allow them to rebalance and have new kind of cool stuff going on. But it depends how they want to do it,
I'm not a giant Magic fan, but I mean, can I show up to my little local comic shop, sit down with my buddies, and then mix my deck any way I want from whatever set I want? Or are there...
Well, if they're just your buddies, you might agree that that's something you want to do. But if it's a tournament, they might say, because also they want you to buy the new stuff. They say like, oh yeah, this tournament's only for the new set of cards. And then some people look at it as like, oh, this is great. Now I can, I can start at the ground level and get in. It's more, you know, accessible. But, you know, all sorts of different options, I guess, for how they want to go.
Yeah. I mean, Dills, as the resident expert here, do you feel like, I mean, does it feel pretty strong now? And they're you like where we're at before open beta?
Yeah, I think so. I think the cards that they changed definitely needed a change. I think they changed a lot of cards that were basically just in every single deck. Mm-hmm. And that's obviously a good card to change, because if it's in every deck, that means players feel like there's no other option. Like, right. I must have this card in my deck for it to be viable as a deck. And that's not a good way for the game to work. The game should be that everybody's come up with something that's unique to them, and they've got their own way to do it, and everybody's viable. Like, that's ideally what you have. Obviously, you have good and bad cards. That's just going to exist. But if every single mage runs two Pyroblasts and that just makes the game not fun for everybody else, then that's pretty dumb. So,
yeah.
And, you know, and then some of the other changes, like Terpster was bemoaning his poor little Blood Imp. Who, but you know what?
Is that what he's calling him now? Oh, sorry, go ahead.
That Blood Imp is actually still pretty good, dude. I mean,
it's not as good.
Here's the thing. For one mana, sometimes you were gaining something like 30 to 40 life over the course of a game. And that is ridiculous. That should not exist. Mm. So the change is, I believe, correct. And you can still, like, you might gain like 3 or 4 health on one character, on one minion now, over the course of a few turns. And that's actually really powerful. That one minion might live for a really long time now. So even though before you could gain one only, now he's basically sitting there. He's just like healing somebody on your side of the board. So he's still pretty good. He's still a good card.
All right.
But well, there's a lot of really good changes. And actually the biggest thing about this patch to me was the glimpse into the mindset of Blizzard about this game, which is that they want this to be, they basically nerfed aggro. And they said, we want you guys to be putting stuff on the board and then interacting with that stuff on the board. We don't want you to just ignore the core game mechanics and sit around waiting for a combo to just kill the opponent.
Right.
Which is what a lot of decks were doing. So
yeah.
They're going to, I think, going forward, if people figure out a way to do that, that's going to get changed. And so I like that, because that's the way I would like the game to be played. It's more fun. It's more strategic. It feels more interesting. It's like every time something happens, you've got to figure out the best way to deal with what's happening, and not just, okay, well, I just need to draw some more cards until I get the 5 I need, and then game over.
That just feels like an exploit in a weird way. I know it's
just,
not really
it's
truly
boring.
One,
yeah. It's like I either get the cards I need or I don't.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
If I got them, I won. If I didn't, I lose. Yeah. And that's stupid.
Yeah,
we want this my deck
more like they're like the poker part needs to be.
Yeah,
it's hard to explain, but I know exactly what you're saying is how I feel about this.
Well, it's like if I was a poker player and I basically just every time I got aces I went all in, and every time I didn't get aces I just folded.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, well, you're not really a good poker player, are you?
No, but that wouldn't work on TV very well.
Yeah, but in Hearthstone you're like sitting around waiting to get your aces all the time. And yeah. Well, so I think the mindset that Blizzard has and the team 5 has is really positive, and it makes me feel really good about the future of this game.
Yeah.
That being said, spectator mode.
Yeah, baby. Oh yeah.
Top priority, Blizz.
Talk to your friends over at Dota 2. Talk to Valve. Figure out how they did that real easy and just do that.
Everybody wants to run tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
We're running a tournament right now, and it is incredibly difficult.
It should not be that hard. I know it's still closed beta and we're way off from these things and they'll probably come, but still it's just like, man, this is no way to run a, you know, if they really want this to be the esport, I think they do want it to be. That stuff's gotta happen.
It absolutely can be. I mean, they're already in production. Have you guys seen this Fight Night stuff?
No.
Terpster, have you seen this yet?
Nope.
With Hagar, the side-scrolling beat 'em up from the 80s?
ESGN. ESGN flew a bunch of players out to Germany. Paid for a big production. It's like all in a studio, and they have like girls in nerdy schoolgirl outfits that have little short skirts on and stuff, and like they're trying to turn it into a big production. Oh, of course, absolutely, yeah. But they're trying to turn it into a big production of Hearthstone, a team on team Hearthstone action.
Wow,
it's actually really good. You guys should check it out. It's all on YouTube.
So. Yeah, I'd watch that.
But again, it's like they have to flip back and forth between which screen you're looking at. And that's kind of what we're having to do in the Angry Chicken Invitational, which we're doing right now, which actually has some of the players that you've seen in the ESGN stuff. And we actually, one of our players was number one NA, and at one point was also number one EU.
Wow.
So we got some really good players in this tournament.
That's great.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. So looking forward to sharing that with everybody.
Yeah, I can't wait.
We'll pimp it on the Angry Chicken as well as here and
yeah, stuff like that. And for all your Hearthstone needs, we just wanted to touch on the patch today, but for all your Hearthstone needs, make sure you check out the Angry Chicken. It's fan-freaking-tastic.
Yeah. And we talk about Macaulay Culkin a lot, too.
Oh, so yeah. Hell yeah.
That,
if you're into that as well.
Yeah.
More than 5 minutes. We'll do like 20 minutes on Macaulay and what's going on in his life.
I mean, who isn't into it, really? good deal. Well, let's travel on down the path to the old familiar space we all know and love. World of Tweets.
Teets. Yeah. Oh, that'd be bitten.
Wouldn't it, though?
Yeah.
There's already sites for that. It's fine.
Probably.
World of Tweets.
In today's World of Tweets, it focuses on our good friend Greg Street because he's still tweeting and still has things to say about MMOs and WoW, but even though he's not an official spokesperson, he's felt pretty free to just sort of answer some pretty good questions, I think. And these have all come, again, post-working at Blizzard. So,
see, the cats, he's totally off the leash now.
Yeah, he's completely off the leash.
They're like, oh,
you can do whatever he wants now.
Should I? Yeah, they're all going, damn it.
I'm Ghostcrawler. I am totally off the leash, and you were listening to the Instant.
I guess he can't be Ghostcrawler
But now
anymore.
he's just Greg Street.
Hi, I'm Greg Street. And
he could go back to Death Shrimp, though. He could be...
I could do that. Greg Street.
Was that his... that was his Ensemble Studios name,
that was
right?
his Age of Empires, man.
That's
yeah.
right. He could easily go move into an RTS over there at Riot, I'm telling you. It would be a great job over there. Anyway... I still think he says the most interesting things, and this is not me bashing Blizzard's people who have taken over the kind of the PR Twitter job. I just don't think the answers are as interesting. They're just not as interesting, and there's a tone to them. I can't explain it. I'm sure they're working on this, whatever. This is not talking bad about any actual living, breathing human beings. I just don't find their Twitter responses as interesting or as thought out or as, in some cases, sarcastic and entertaining as Greg's were. They're just more entertaining. Mm. So for a while here, I'm just going to read some of his tweets, even though he's not there anymore. So here's one. Somebody says, makes me wonder who in Blizzard ever came up with the idea that grinding was fun. The reward was fun or is fun. He said, some players enjoy being recognized for commitment and not just raw skill. It's an interesting answer to a very passive aggressive question, which is, again, I always liked when he would answer those. I like when he would stare in the face of a troll and still give a real answer.
Scott, he's not dead.
I feel like it's just so sad.
But I guess in a way he is. He's died in our sort of community.
A little
community
crab is upside down, kicking its legs, and it can't move.
Well, it's just knowing that he played a holy priest. He's dead to me now.
Yeah, you don't like that? You're not a fan of the holy priest?
No, I'm not fussed. But yeah, it's good. And I agree with this point. Like, some people do actually rather... kind of get recognized for the time it took to do something.
Yeah.
You could argue skill in World of Warcraft till you're blue in the face. But, you know, if something actually takes, you know, the days and days and days that it can take, like a Sky Golem for people who haven't just been given one.
I'm so close, you guys.
Or like, I mean, back in the day, like doing the Winter Sabers rep. Back in vanilla to get yourself a cool looking tiger, or
lore master achievement or any of those things.
Yeah, exactly. And like being an admiral of Booty Bay and stuff like that. It's just like, or not the blood cell admiral, you know, to be like, to do like the really tough things that they put in there that are just grindy and they do take a hell of a lot of commitment.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just phone that one in.
Yeah.
I think that people should be recognized and should have something like that in the game for them.
Yep. And I'm glad. I don't like them, but that's not the game. I don't want to play a game without them. In other words, I'm not interested in doing that grind. That's not for me. There are other things in the game that are for me, but I don't want a WoW that doesn't have that stuff in it. Cause there is a huge portion of the player base who does. I admire it. I respect it. I hear somebody get lore master. I'm like, you are freaking badass.
It's like this guy who leveled to 90 without having a, or 80 or whatever it was. No, it was 90,
it was,
I think.
Passive guy.
Yeah, yeah, the Pandaren guy who didn't pick a side and stuff like that and did it purely by mining and herbing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is just actually like, you know, tip of the hat to you, sir. That's crazy. I'm never going to do it, but I'm glad that you've done that. That's cool.
I'm glad he could do it. That's really great. All right, here's another one. If you left WoW because of the community, I wouldn't blame you. Some of the people tweeting and blaming you. I don't know what that means. But anyway, it says, no way. I was just ready to work on something else. Ultimately, game developers want passionate communities. So never throwing us under the bus, man, even though
the LOL community is...
I was going to say,
passion is one word for it, I guess.
I was going to say, you think you're leaving a rough community. Good Lord, man, you don't even know. So I'm sure that wasn't even part of this. And he seemed like a guy that pretty easily lets stuff wash off him, you know, like...
I don't think he cares.
I don't either. He had the kind of personality where that stuff didn't take that stuff personally, which again, I think is why he's able to stare a troll in the face and give a good answer.
Yeah.
The guy asks a bad question, but there's a little bit of truth in it, so he'll answer it.
Nice to just know, like, I'm just richer than you, and I'm fine. You're just mad about a video game.
That's probably about it. Third one, how do you personally feel about the new talents? Did it resolve issues from the old one? Did it present any new issues? And he says, overall, and he's said this before, but I think it's a good sort of bullet point, I vastly prefer the new model as a designer and a player. I think I
do too.
That. Yeah.
I mean, I had my reservations when it was announced, and you know, I talked about it on the show. I was worried that waiting 15 levels every time to get a new talent and something cool to do felt like a long time. But in the end, the result is really good.
Yeah, we'll always have Diablo to give us that every level. So
sure, yeah, if you want something every single level. Actually, in Diablo, it's kind of annoying.
It's kind of overwhelming sometimes.
You level up and then you're like, okay, I got to open up my skills. Got to look through. Okay, do I want to put this rune on?
Let's
or do I
try it. Does that work with this? Yeah.
Well, that being said, I'm so excited for that game. So come on, March.
It makes for fun end game though. Mm-hmm. It does certainly, and I think diversity is always welcome. But
I like swapping things around, like before I do a boss fight again. Like if I fail at a boss fight, it's like, oh well, let me just change this talent, and then
all of a sudden I have a stun and now it works. Yeah,
exactly. Oh, I'm healing myself more than I was.
I love that.
Yeah, this is perfect.
I've always
liked because of how that game is set up and how easy it is to switch all those things around.
Yeah.
That's why it kind of lends itself to that sort of model.
Yep.
If we could, flip talents on the fly mid PvP fight. They might be able to have stuff really crazy because, like, yeah, man, if you can also defend yourself while, changing over to this spec, in that time, then hat off to you. Well played.
Yeah.
But the game just doesn't allow for that sort of craziness, thankfully.
Any more than it did for, every monster you kill dropping something you could wear. Those things just don't exist in WoW. And I remember, I've said this on the show before, but during the alpha and then the beta of WoW in 2003, 2004, I remember feeling a little disappointed early on that this wasn't like that, that it didn't have my Diablo
fix. So slow. Yeah.
Very different. One final thing. Now that you have left, do you think they'll ever update Silvermoon to be flyable, or is it a never going to happen situation? He wrote back and says, I doubt it will ever happen. The time investment is just too great. Put that one to bed, people.
And unless you're on Moon Guard, nobody's over there.
They literally have to rebuild the whole thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't built in a way at all that works. I've heard a rumor on the grapevine that they can't even load the whole city in their tools at once.
Yeah.
Like it's just like, it's that crazy madness going on. But I mean, all they need to do is to have, the end boss be someone who's actually based underneath Silvermoon. And we've got to go back to Silvermoon like they did with Siege of Orgrimmar.
Yeah.
If Kel'thas is actually back for a third and final time, and it turned out that all those previous iterations were merely a setback, then that could be a good excuse to, instead of building a whole new dungeon, they build all of Silvermoon. But even then, such a massive undertaking.
Yeah, it's like right now they have no reason to do it. Like none.
No.
There's no reason to do it other than you think it would be cool to fly over it once. Guess how many times you'll do that? Once and that's it.
Yeah.
Head over there right now and tell me how many people are just hanging out in Silvermoon.
Right. There's a couple of disembodied brooms in the street, and they're moving around sweeping stuff Harry Potter style, and that's it.
However, go over to Moonguard.
Oh, hey. Is that where the beds are, where Terpster hangs out?
Moonguard is the RP server.
Oh, I thought that was, I thought you meant the place where Terpster goes.
The RP server.
Gotcha.
And there's lots and lots of people over
there.
Best. Are they? I've not been in there. Is it real? Is it pretty rank over
It's
there?
Pretty erotic. It's pretty erotic. Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to lie to you, but Silvermoon City is like I don't even know like the Reno of. No, I can't say that.
It's
like
not
that
even Vegas. It's a Reno.
Yeah,
that's even better.
But it's beautiful.
I got it. Oh, We know that sounds.
4th of July.
4th of July. Yay, celebrate everybody.
It's that time already. It is literally an hour in. It seems on cue.
Yeah.
The so ISP just says Dills like,
just goes, nope, Skype's going to give you hell. That's the way it is. All right, I'll get him back in here.
Boo-hoo.
That's funny, 2 weeks
it's
in a row.
It's the town crier.
Dills, are you there? You there, Dills? No? You still popping? Popping and locking? All right, well, town crier anyway. Oh, get up there.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Why, it's the town crier.
His voice has completely changed now. It's nothing like that.
Yeah? Yeah. We need to do it. I want to have a...
It's a town crier, fool.
Yeah.
You know, like...
I'm sick of you, Dad. It'd be like that. I'm going out. Yep. It's the town crier, everybody, brought to you by Typefrag.com. Typefrag.com, making the best Ventrilo servers you've ever laid your skinny eyes on. You can also get great Mumble servers. We use one for our particular raid group for our Flex team, and it's awesome. I really like Mumble a lot. And it's nice to see them getting client updates and other kind of cool stuff. And you'll get all the service you need right there at Typefrag.com. Go check them out. Typefrag.com. Okay, you can call us anytime, you know, and leave a message, 206-202-3969. That's 206-202-3969. Leave us a voicemail. Keep it short, interesting. We'll play it on the show. And when I say short, 30 seconds to a minute. Anything longer than that, probably not going to get on.
It's too long.
Yeah. You can email your attachments or your emails to theinstance@gmail.com. We got a couple of calls here. Funny enough, these are both highly cardstony calls. Which and Dills is still recovering from Skype crash, so we'll see how this goes. But
that's
we've got it.
I got you covered.
You got this covered. All right, you can field these. Here we go.
Just have a Murloc deck.
Call number one. How about cards that drop in Hearthstone for WoW play? We keep talking about how we want stuff to drop in WoW that can be used in Hearthstone, but no one ever thinks about the other way around, especially with the loss of the paper TCG. So let's get into that one.
Hey, Scott, Dills, and Terpster. This is September, also known as 9 of 12, or Anaya Brenwen. On Proudmoore, I was just listening to Crazy Chen and your discussion about Hearthstone cards, loot cards situation. And I think dropping cards that, you know, are worth something that you can only get in-game isn't going to be the way it'll happen. But I can see, I mean, we thought there was going to be loot cards because they eliminated the paper game, TCG. So why not have... You know, you could let cards drop. Oh, how am I going to put this? In Hearthstone, that will give you something in WoW as incentive to sign up.
Okay, I laugh, but it's just she seemed to lose her train of
thought. No, yeah, no, exactly. I've had days like that.
I have too. I've had them on shows before.
I don't know what I'm saying.
The idea being, again, loot cards coming back in the form of digital ones that are dropped in Hearthstone.
So again, I know that there's an internal discussion in Blizzard about this, because I spoke to them at BlizzCon when they were very drunk.
Yeah.
It's the best time to chat to them about these things.
That's true.
And I know that, you know, that people are championing both sides. I think that Hearthstone allows you to craft cards, so you could easily have a card that you craft that isn't a pet card, for example. Mm-hmm. But like, if you happen to open a pack and it was a golden rare or something like that, that also had the chance to be something of, you know, like that gave you reward of a pet in WoW, it would work as an incentive for everyone. It brings people into WoW who haven't played before, maybe because they've got something cool, or brings someone back that's quite interested in it because, again, they've got something a bit different and they can stand out and be unique in that massive space. Mm-hmm. But equally, it just, like, why not? There isn't anything doing this. I could understand if they're like, no, we've got the physical TCG, we don't want to step on their toes. You know, this is a different thing. Mm-hmm. It is literally a case of that's gone now. This cool thing that we all accepted and loved before, that you could argue has been potentially replaced by the pet store on the, you know, Blizzard store and the in-game store now, where you can buy pets and mounts.
Yeah.
But, you know, I kind of like the idea that by playing Hearthstone, I have a chance when I open a pack, or maybe for a particular achievement, where I can get a pet or a mount, or just a different skin for a pet or a mount in WoW, I think would be great.
That makes perfect sense to me, and it also helps them control the market that they always are trying to shut down with things like Diablo auction houses and things, which is, you know, no longer will there. Well, I mean, if anything, we've inadvertently made the old TCG cards more valuable by eliminating the TCG.
Definitely.
But you won't have Hearthstone cards to overpay for or bid $3,000 for on eBay, because these would be only transactable through BattleNet. So
exactly,
it eliminates that problem. You still have that rarity thing, which is great. You still have the cool mounts and pets and things you can't get in any other way thing, which is great. Like, I don't know why that. Well, I think that is in the works. I shouldn't say I don't know why, because I think it is. It's well, just, again, we're in early beta. What do you
I asked Bills? Ben Brode about this, and he gave me an answer that made it sound like there's absolutely no way they would ever tell us if this is coming, and that it most likely is not coming soon, if at all.
Wow. It seems like a lost opportunity to me, because it's not. It's mostly, it's all cosmetic. It's not.
First
like
of all, though, Scott, there's no trading of the cards, so you could never go on eBay and just buy a card.
Yeah, exactly.
That's never going to happen.
Exactly.
So, whether they do this or not, you can't do that.
Well, you can do that.
That's cool.
No, that's what we're saying. You can do that with the old TCGs, like the paper stuff. This one, you couldn't, so Blizzard wouldn't have any of those risks.
Yeah, so that's never going to happen. I think, though, that I think that if they did, it would actually get people to get Hearthstone, buy a bunch of packs who never intend to even play Hearthstone.
Yeah, but they don't care, do they?
So you think it would be damaging to the Hearthstone community?
No, they would make money. These people would never even play Hearthstone, but they would log in and buy a bunch of packs just trying to get the World of Warcraft stuff.
Right, and I'm saying, why? Who does that hurt? That doesn't hurt anybody.
Exactly,
does it?
That's money for Blizzard.
Yeah,
that you know, that's like free money. That's like,
and for a free to play game, that's kind of needed, surely.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, actually, yeah. But that's, you mentioned.
You know, it doesn't matter if, you know, maybe these people end up finally deciding to play Hearthstone or not. It doesn't matter, but it opens up another reason for people to buy packs of cards in Hearthstone. And people will do that. If, like, you could earn a Spectral Tiger mount right now.
Yeah.
If that didn't exist already. But, you know, something along those lines.
Sure.
And you could only get it by buying packs in Hearthstone. You'd have a bunch of people. And then once it transferred over to WoW, it was basically a code or whatever, and like people could do whatever they want with that. Because the one thing, here's the one argument against, is that people in WoW would be really pissed if the only way they could get something was through Hearthstone, right?
Yeah, but previous to this, the only way you could get it was through the TCG, though, or buying it on eBay.
Or buying it, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the one issue you got to be careful of. Is like, is this the only way to get something? Because there are people who play our games who want everything, and they don't want to have to play another game to do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I mean, can you really build around people who are kind of obsessive on that level?
Not
it's
really.
Like, you know, if I wear this T-shirt, there's a lot of women who are going to want to get with me. I can't get with all the women, so I'm not going to wear that T-shirt. Mm. No, I'm going to wear the T-shirt because I like the T-shirt and other people enjoy it. It's a good T-shirt. you know. I'm just trying to make it relatable for
people. It's the shorts. It's the shorts we worry about.
It's like my, it's like my crazy shorts. You know, do I never wear them because, you know, some people would take it too far?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I think that it would be a cool feature that a lot of people get a lot of enjoyment out of. Definitely the short analogy now. I think Blizzard should do. I think it'd be cool.
I do too.
I mean, I'm on the side of let's do this. That's why I asked when he was on the show because, if it wasn't a seed that was already planted, I wanted to plant it.
Yes, and good job
sure
on that.
You're
fighting the good fight. But in the end, I just don't see that many downsides to it. I feel like it's a right replacement for a thing they took away, and it's a motivating factor to pick up Hearthstone, even if that just means Blizzard gets money out of it. But even then, plenty of players like me are going to be more motivated to buy another pack because I think I might get a loot card. But yeah. I'll also want to keep playing. Like, there's going to be plenty of players in that boat as well. So, I don't know.
I mean, it's really exciting to open up a legendary in Hearthstone.
Oh, there's nothing like it. It's great.
And so, opening up a mount or a pet would be,
it'd be incredible.
Loot card!
And it'd be so easy, because if you've got both games installed, it's this easy. You right-click that card, and there's an option that says apply it to your WoW account. Boop, disappears. Yeah. Go and open your mailbox. Boom, there it is.
If it had that, or gift a friend, or something like that.
Yeah,
you had to. I don't know, but then I guess you could sell them. But then I don't know if that matters really.
No. I don't think it does. I think
but it would be quite
nice think having
to,
them be sellable is fine. I think because it's a way to get them if I don't want to go play Hearthstone.
Right.
And we used to give away loot codes all the time on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Be good fun.
Yeah,
everyone wins.
I missed that. That was a good time. We don't have that anymore. It'd be fun if we could do that again somehow. All right, we got one more call here about Blizzard saying no keys are available anymore.
Hey, Scott Dilvin, Terpster. This is Ares from Lightning's Blade server. Just wanted to give you a quick update. I heard you guys saying that the beta keys all went out to anybody that more or less put in for them. So toward Reaper of Souls for Diablo. No, this is a Warcraft podcast, but I just wanted to give you a quick update. I just called Blizzard, and they verified that is not the case, that not everybody got their beta keys. Love the show. Bye.
Okay, just to clear up some confusion, we were talking about Hearthstone.
Not Diablo.
Yeah. Diablo is not in that boat. They don't have everyone should have a key thing.
If you want if you opted into the beta for Hearthstone, you didn't get a key mailed to you, actually now at this point, it's just in your Battle.net account. Like that you could just launch it.
Yeah.
They just changed that recently. So
Over the last week.
But Diablo, no, it's still a hard beta.
Yeah. Hard to get in. Well, yeah, you either get invited or you get a thing, and they haven't launched any new keys or anything. So yes, you were correct, but had the wrong game in your head. That's all. Mm-hmm. One email we'll rip out real quick. Eric Conteris? Sure.
Contreras.
There you go. On the show last week, you mentioned which characters to boost to 90, but I have a different concern. Blizzard has made a great effort to merge servers and bring life back to the game, but I personally will use my 90 boost as a free server and possible faction transfer. I don't think you can do that, can you? I see what he means. He's going to start him on a different faction, on a different server.
He's just going to use it as a way to, instead of swapping an existing character over, he's just going to start a new 90, and that's place he wanted to go.
That's a good point. He says, since heirlooms, pets, mounts, and titles are all account bound now, I can finally have a high level character on a PvE realm. Do you think this can be a problem for Blizzard if a lot of people do this? I mean, imagine if AIE just used all their 90 boost to take over another entire server. It's a very good point. You could kind of rig this thing look, if all of us in AIE suddenly decided tomorrow, made an agreement, guys, we're all going to do our free boost on Airy Peak or some other server, and meet here and do this, and we're just going to destroy the alliance over there or whatever. We could totally do that. We'd
That'd
have a
fun.
Bunch of 90s decked out with all the stuff we need, all the best mounts, all the best heirloom gear. Like, we're there. And what are you going to do about it? Maybe that cuts into Blizzard's bottom line. Maybe it's just only a few people do it to be weird. I don't know. But that's a good point.
I think it's a non-starter.
I kind of like
though.
The idea of it, though. Yeah. I think we should do it.
It's an interesting little life
hack. It's a good idea. I just don't think it's actually going to ever happen.
Death to the Alliance.
Free boost
Hell
for
Street's
everyone.
Eyes.
Yeah.
That's what we call ourselves.
I want to just start a duplicate of myself on another server. Here's GURP with slightly less gear.
All of a sudden, yeah.
Needs to be Preg or whatever good.
Okay. Preg?
Yeah. We do like a parallel universe and... On that server, Ralph's a dick.
You have to be Alliance, though, as well, and you have to kill the Horde.
Ralph's a super jerk, and Veronica plays all the time, and, yeah. Tom has a perfect DPS and rotation.
It's perfect. Okay, so it's called Hellscream's Eyes. You're called the Iron Horde. You can only roll an orc, and then you make a whole new guild on another realm, and then you're the true Horde, the Iron Horde.
I'm into this, brilliant. Too.
Do it on an RP server. They can't even get angry at you. Mm-hmm. They're like, they're just amazed about how amazing your RP is.
And there is no rule about, it doesn't have to be the server where all your other characters are or something. You can
do
it anywhere.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Now I'm kind of anxious to see what people do, because someone will always work the system to be something weird. It's just the way it is. All right. That's it for your emails and your calls. Thank you guys for sending those in. We love them. Got a quick drop of the week.
The drop of the week.
Drop of the week this week is kind of a tiny one. I watched the Golden Globes last Sunday, and I did it mostly because I had to research up for what we were going to talk about on TMS the following day.
Who won?
A bunch of people.
The Dodgers.
Yeah, no.
The Giants.
Like, you know, your Jennifer Hudsons of the world and your...
fantastic.
You got your, who else? I don't know. Your Leonardo DiCaprio's and those people. Yeah, I don't really... It's just...
You sound like my granddad.
It's Hollywood schmoo. I don't love it, but it's whatever. We had to cover it. And lo and behold, they come out. They have an announcement for Best Actor in a Drama Television Series, which was won by Bryan Cranston for Breaking Bad. And they came out on stage with Aaron Eckhart, Utah native, and this lady who I know was in movies and I've seen her in stuff like the latest Mission Impossible and stuff. But they have Paula Patton come out and they announce her as it's Aaron Eckhart from whatever. And Paula Patton from currently filming Warcraft, he said. Mm-hmm. And she came out and talked. And I thought, That'd be interesting for people to hear what she sounds like. So you want to get a little taste of who this Paula Patton person is before you see her in Warcraft. Here is her on stage getting ready to give out an award. So here you go, right here.
Okay. Evil, corrupt, unethical, sex-obsessed, strange men.
Just the kind of man I like. We're talking about the characters portrayed by the 5 nominees for Best Actor in a TV series drama.
There you go. Human or night elf, don't care. She's really kind of hot. So
you think?
I think
you
she's think all right. Yeah.
She could be an elf, but they weren't really in the original Orcs and Humans. Mm. But maybe that's what they do. They step it up and they have like a little cutaway.
But look at Lord of the Rings. They don't have that white orc. They don't have the. Oh,
actually, thinking about it, she could be a high elf.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
she's elfish. That's all I'm saying.
Really, I still want it to be Garona, half orcan.
No way.
She'd be amazing. Yeah, why not?
No way. I don't think they need somebody. They need like
way.
They need somebody a stockier, shorter, angrier actress. To
no,
play
that no, no. Garona's a minx. No, no way. No, definitely.
Okay, she could be it. I don't know. But either way, she's very attractive, very nice. Seems like a fine actress, and I really liked her in Ghost Protocol, so I think she'll be fine. Aaron Eckhart, on the other hand, looked really nervous, and I don't know what he was doing there. Anyway, there you go. There's your drop of the week. Small one, but it's a good one. That's it, folks. That's the show. I do want to thank our friends at GameTimeZone.com for giving that Warcraft code for 5% off. It's always nice of those guys. What are you guys up to, Dills? I know TAC every Monday, or usually posts on Tuesdays, right?
No, it usually comes out Monday night.
Does it? Okay.
I think. I don't know.
It always seems like I get it Tuesday morning for some reason. But
probably because we record pretty late and then it goes up.
Mm. Yeah, and you have quite an early bedtime, don't you? So
Yeah. Scott's asleep by like 7:30. Yeah.
Lately, yeah,
makes
I am.
Sense. Eats dinner at 3 o'clock.
The early bird special, man. I save a little money. Denny's has this great deal
it.
Going on.
You're laughing all the way to the bank, Scott.
Exactly. A lot of Angry Chicken stuff, especially now with all the... And we already talked about all these changes, but this tournament, we're hopefully going to be doing some of the production work this weekend, and I'm assuming it'll be still a few weeks out from being streamed, but keep your eyes open for that. We're going to pre-record and stream the thing, but it'll be found on AMOVE TV on Twitch, so
great,
check that out. And you can also find me streaming Hearthstone. Probably I will be doing some of that this weekend outside of the production of this other thing, but check me out at Willie Dills SF on Twitch.
Awesome. Doing awesome work with Garrett and Jocelyn, and that show's just
it's really fun.
It's cornered the damn market on the Hearthstone thing. It's great.
There's a lot of great podcasts about Hearthstone, but we fit into that niche.
I agree. So. And it's also on the Frog Pants mega feed. So if you subscribe to that, you can get that each week as well.
Yep.
Terpster, what's going on, man? Anything big, cool? Oh, we should, you know what? We should hint that Hypothetical Help may be making a giant comeback.
Potentially.
Yeah, we're working
on a plan.
It's not
in our hands,
though.
That's the problem.
No, it's not.
It's going to be in the lap of the gods and the hands of the fans.
The hands of the fans, perhaps the support of the fans, but looking forward to exploring that. Yeah, we'll let you guys know.
If it works.
Yeah.
But if not, then...
Anything else happening in your world worthy of discussing?
No, not really. No.
You got a wedding coming up. Congratulations.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh, dude.
I know. It's going to be crazy.
So you'll be on that week. We'll have the instance that day.
Yes, I will be. I'll be the day before. No, because it's 2 weeks tomorrow, I should say. So,
if you're busy with the wedding, don't worry about it.
hang on a second. No, I do want to. I do want to. I just got a... Yeah, Scott. No, I can't believe what they did with the ropes. It's crazy. Yeah, I don't know how that will go, but
We'll see. But we're excited for you, man. Really excited.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, I'm excited.
Big
now.
Life moment.
Close.
Yeah, I'm really pumped. You can find him at @_T. Likely there will be photos of the fine event. Who knows? So follow him there. Most of you already do anyway. That's going to do it, folks. Thanks for being here. Thanks, Matthew Oxley, for our theme music. Can't wait to hear his Warlord's theme. It's coming. He's got a trip to Japan, and then he gets back, and then he's going to finish it.
Yeah, he was apparently in London the other week.
Yeah, and he just found you.
Tweeted me very late, so I was just like, "Oh, nuts! Well." But
that's too bad. You could have had a blood pudding or something.
We could have done karaoke. Imagine that.
No, I don't want to imagine that.
Wailing away while he's like just composing some stuff in the background.
Oh, I've got a version of that. Here's you doing karaoke. That's pretty good.
Halfway
leave us a review on iTunes, everybody. We love that. Thanks to Paul Swickard, our intern, forum show notes, archives, and more at theinstance.net. Our mug is available now at theinstance.net/store. You can definitely get that now. We sent one to Dills, but for some reason it got sent away for security reasons.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, what happened there? Yeah.
Well,
it's
you know,
coming though.
I am on the no fly list or no mug sending list. Sorry.
The no mug list.
It's a different list.
Yeah, Dills' mugshot in the post office is very different.
That's what it is.
Twitter, you can find us at Instance Show, Scott Johnson, Willie Dills, and _T. And, of course, Facebook.com/TheInstance. More great shows just like this at frogpants.com. It's going to do it for us, for me, for Dills, and for Terpster. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Later.
Can't find the thing. There it is.
That's what she said.
Yes.
Trade Prince Tangle's transportation. It's the Overly Dramatic News. I'm Hunts the Wind. Trade Prince Gallywicks is certainly not known for his positive people skills. So when a mysterious work order to realign the tracks leading to the Southern Rocketway Terminus caused a massive traffic backup last week, few were surprised to learn that the Trade Prince was behind it. ODN sources tell us that Gallywicks was out to punish the secret lab at the Terminus due to the scientists there not supporting his weapons research agenda. Unfortunately for the Goblin leader, the traffic jam completely disrupted several shipments of war material from the Twilight Highlands that were vital to the defense of Orgrimmar. Yesterday, the other shoe dropped, and he was called to appear before Garrosh Hellscream to explain his actions. At a press conference before entering Grommash Hold, a visibly shaken Gallywicks blamed the tie-up on his chief of staff, and insisted that he was not a petty bully, as many had accused him of being. The audience was private, but many outside the hold reported hearing high-pitched screams. Hellscream later issued a statement saying, "Disrupting the traffic was annoying, but not taking responsibility for his actions sealed the goblin's fate. In my horde, being a bully is a requirement, not something to be denied." Asked if Gallywicks was available for an interview, Hellscream's spokesorc had only this to say, "Forget about it." Broadcasting across all Azeroth, I'm Hunts the Wind. Check out the archives at OverlyDramaticNews.com or follow me on Twitter at Hunts the Wind.
We're gonna need a bigger Buxley.
Welcome to Buxley's Journal. I've been spending a lot of time in LFR lately, and I've noticed a trend. On Tuesdays, it's almost always like this.
Welcome to the LFR Experience. We have valet parking for your mount, so please hand the reins to one of the attendants. This should be a quick and pleasant activity, no more than 10 minutes to clear all bosses. In the unlikely event of your death, we have healers standing by who can res you before you even hit the ground. If you'd like, you may have some hors d'oeuvres that we have prepared over there. As I'm sure you're aware, all gear that drops will be donated to deserving charities. Thank you for joining us in this LFR experience.
During the middle of the week, it's pretty much like this. Hey guys, glad you're here. Everybody keep track of their mount so it doesn't wander off. Now I know this is new to some of you, so we're going to explain things as we go. It's going to take about 40 minutes to an hour, depending if we wipe or not, and if you're about to die, try and do it near a boss so it can trip over your body. One of the healers will try and battle res you during the fight, but it's more likely you'll get a res after the fight is over. Someone threw down a table over there, so eat up. Now remember, we're all doing this because it's helping everybody get some better gear. Thanks for helping out. On Mondays, right before the reset, it's like this.
Hey noobs, you better know what the heck is going on. Yeah, that's called a riding mount. Now get away from that thing and quit drooling on it. None of you better die, because if you do or your DPS is too low, we're gonna boot you. We might even boot you for having a stupid name, so watch it. You better have brought your own food so you can share it with everybody else on the raid, because no one else did. Now the loot rules are, I get everything. You're lucky to be here.
Please keep that in mind when raiding. If you'd like to see what I'm up to, follow Ask Buxley on Twitter.
Epic diapers.
You know those behemoth projects at home or work that seem insurmountable? The ones that seem more likely to be completed after a man walks on Mars or after Miley Cyrus stops begging for attention? Well, they say the best way to accomplish said goal is to break it down into its smallest parts and work on them one at a time with shorter individual time goals. One goal that I've always had is to have all 11 classes at max level, and considering that I've been on a long hiatus from raiding, now might be the perfect time to do it. Now, before you scoff at me, I already have 4 level 90s, and the other 7 are at level 81 or higher. To bend the goal a bit in my direction, I'm restating the goal as 11 90s when Warlords drops. In this way, I can park a level 81 and boost him to 90 after the expansion launches, shaving 9 levels off my goal. To break it down into its smallest parts, I need 33 levels to attain across 6 tunes. Considering that every expansion has launched between September 25th and January 16th, I predict that Warlords will not be released prior to late September. More likely, I think it'll launch in the fall to winter time. Consider this, though. The time between beta and release has increased with every expansion. So back to my math. If I need to gain 33 levels across 6 tunes, I can set a modest goal of 1 level per week. At that rate, I would finish by the first week of September. So I'm tracking my progress online at epicdiapers.com, so check it out. And you can also follow me at epicdiapers.
And remember, it's hard to balance the pew-pew with the poo-poo.
Greetings, and welcome to Slash Grants. I'm your host, EFinkG4. I'm here to talk to you about the fun achievements you can earn in the World of Warcraft. This week's achievement is Flawless Victory. The goal here is to solo kill a molten behemoth in the Molten Front, remember that place? Without taking any damage from the Molten Stomp or the Fiery Boulder. Yes, Firelands. We're going to head over to the Molten Front. If you don't remember how to get to the Firelands, I'll have a little map so you know where you're going. Because it's been a while. I mean, sometimes I forget how to get places. It happens. So what we need to do is we need to take down this behemoth without getting any damage from his rocks that he's throwing at you. We can look down on the ground. We can see a shadow where he's throwing that rock. Just stay away from that. And then when he starts stomping. Well, when he starts stomping, that stomp is within 5 yards. So you're going to run away. Maybe you got a little portal if you're a warlock, or you can blink. You want to be up in the air when that stomp is happening. And you won't get affected, because it only affects targets that are on the ground. So just keep your dots up. You know, and you'll probably get this guy down pretty quickly. There's been reports of people getting this done a lot quicker because, I mean, we're higher level. So, if you do this correctly, you'll get the achievement Flawless Victory, which, yes, that's for Mortal Kombat, and 10 points. Be sure to visit slashgrats.com for notes and archives, Twitter, @slashgrats, or me, @efinkg4. We're on Facebook, Stitcher, iTunes. Good luck, and we'll see you next week.
Thrumka, and welcome to Ask Miss Mulgra, your source on matters of etiquette in Azeroth. Today's question is, should I be hearing music coming from nowhere when I am out questing in Azeroth? Of course. Have you never heard of a soundtrack? It is like a set of animal tracks, except it is a musical footprint that follows you wherever you go. Soundtracks are meant to create the appropriate mood for riding your warg through the beautiful red canyons of Durotar or across the rolling green hills of Mulgore. Can you imagine the cacophony if everyone just whistled their own tune as they went? Your prey would hear you coming from a mile away. Nothing is more bracing than hearing the dissonant sounds of the sneaky music as you creep up on an unsuspecting Alliance patrol, or grander than hearing the majestic swell of the invisible orchestra when you return triumphant. And that funny goblin music in the beer tent is pretty good too. I am Miss Mulgra, and that is my advice. Apamagosh. Follow @MissMulgra on Twitter, or listen to previous episodes at missmulgra.com.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.